You come to a special.
Turn your light on.
Oh, turn my light on.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
We come to a special time that we give God thanks for the many blessings that we have, both monetarily, physically, and spiritually. And I know Joanne has a little bit of testimony this morning about some Thanksgiving and blessings, and I think we can all relate to some of it.
I've got to tell you how blessed we are. We have our rental house next door. Mark went over Friday to mow, Friday afternoon, and two electrical poles were down, there were wires on the ground. So I called Tallahassee Electric, and they came out immediately. The electrician found a dead lid had fallen closer to the street side, and it landed on the wires and pulled the poles down. So he says, don't replace one pole, but we have to replace the pole with a meter on it. Okay. So I'm trying to call. I'm calling electricians in Tallahassee. I'm just calling them. Everybody says, when do you want this done? I want it done today. There are people living in this house. They need power for the weekend. Oh, no, we can't get to it today. It'll be next week or the week after. We'll call someone else. We don't even have a pole. We can't do this for a couple weeks. I said, oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. So I kept calling. Maybe we can do it Monday. And I said, I really need it done today. So this Tallahassee electrician is telling me, well, try him and try so-and-so and try so-and-so. So I'm just going down and calling all these people. And finally, I call somebody, Joel Foy, electric. And he says, when do you want this done? I said, I want it done today. Oh, okay. We can do that. I said, you gotta be kidding me. He says, no, it'll be overtime hours, but we can do it today. And he told me how much it was gonna be an hour and all that. But it won't be until after 4:30. And I said, okay, that's fine. So I talked to the electrician that was there. And he says, well, they bring a new pole in and get it up, call us, and we'll come back out and turn the power on. And I get a text message 5 minutes later. And Joe Boy, electric, is saying, we're sending people right now. But you gotta be kidding me, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday for an electrician. This is awesome. They came out and worked hand in hand with the Tallahassee guy, and bam, it was done within a few hours. The power was only off moments while they disconnected it, changed the wire, turned it back on. And we're watching all this develop in this whirlwind. It was like, what a blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We just couldn't believe how fast it was happening and that the power was to be back on the same day and so fast. So I say, how blessed am I? I am super blessed.
She so sent me blessed. Pictures of the pole and where the old pole, which was talcum pole. I guess that Donnie knows a little bit because he deals with them. The Tallahassee Utilities has taken over responsibility from Talquin and different things. And the poles are so old that when the branch or whatever fell on the line, they pulled the poles down. She took a picture of the bottom of the pole, and it was just a rotted out thing. It's amazing that it was even standing.
Yeah.
So.
What she's talking about, Joe, he and Ricky, Don's son Ricky, went to high school together. They were best buddies.
Oh, wow.
All
that's
probably part of the reason he may have died.
Yeah. Oh, how nice.
It's just amazing how God works sometimes.
Yeah.
Because when them wires come down, it's dangerous. They're laying on the ground live. So I know we had it happen at our place. Whenever I called Duke Energy and everything, they sent the fire trucks and everybody to come down. Of course, the pole started catching on fire, was catching on fire because the wires were live. And then finally it burned itself out. But they considered that an emergency situation when those live pole or those live wires laying out on the ground, because somebody could really get hurt.
That's true.
Thank you. That's a blessing. Anybody else have a praise or a prayer of Thanksgiving this morning? Yeah. Sandra?
I went to TFC on Monday, and they want to try physical therapy first. They wanted to do surgery as a last resort, so I think it's going to be inevitable, but they want
to... Not replacing your knee, or just fixing it, or
she
you don't know?
She didn't even say replace. Said they wanted to do physical therapy and they wanted to wait and surgery as a last resort to see if this helped or prolonged it pretty much. But eventually, I think I'm going to probably have that surgery.
Good. And we're grateful and thankful Debbie and Randy made it back on their trip. You had a good time. You're looking good this morning, really. I told Judy when I saw you walk in from your, I said, man, she looks refreshed. And really, you look great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else this morning? All right, well.
Today is my niece's birthday that lives in London. And her husband, he got to come see her. He showed up Friday from Cocoa.
Oh, wow.
So he flew over so that he could be with her during, for her birthday.
Well, that's a nice thing. So they're both in the Air Force. How did he arrange to fly from Patrick Air Force Base to London for her birthday? He must have had some pool. Did he catch a military flight?
I really don't know. My brother didn't tell me.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
He doesn't get a lot of detail whenever he flew.